Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now beginning the fourth parak of Masachet Zevachim, or in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, and we're going to take a look at the first two Mishnayot of the parak together, and we will see that even though we seem to be departing from the Yeshuv Pigul, it still hovers over us. Beit Shammai Omrim, Kol Ani Tanin Amizbeach HaChitzon, Shenatan Matana Achat. Now, there are three different kinds of Matnot Dam that happen on the outer Mizbeach. One of them is the Chatat, which ideally is supposed to be put on all four corners of the Mizbeach. That's above the Chut HaZikra, on the top of the corner. The other is the Ola and Shlamim and other Korbanot that are supposed to be put with two Matanot, which is two that are four, meaning they're put on the lower side on the two corners, meaning two opposite corners, and so that they essentially touch all four walls. And then there are the Bechor Maaser and Pesach, which have Matana Achat, Keneged HaYisod. Now, we're talking about a case of B'diavad, meaning how much of these Matanot are vital for Kapara. So Beit Shammai says, Kol Nitanim Mizbeach Chitzon Shenatan Matana Achat Kiper. One Matana is enough for any of the Korbanot that go on the outside Mizbeach. Uvechatat Shtei Matanot. But the Chatat, only when you've done two have you fulfilled kapara. Betilel says no, all of them are alike, and even the chatat, which requires four, keneged akranot, or ala kranot, if you did one matana anywhere on the mizbeach, that achieves kapara. Lefichach, what's the implication of this? Following Betilel, if you put the first one properly, and then you had machshevet pigul on the second one, or later, then the kapara is fine, and it's not a pigul, because you're already after zrika. And the inverse is that if you put the first one chutz lizmana, it's already pigul, and the fact that on the second one, or third one, or fourth one, you had machshevet chutz limkoma, or shelo lishmo, and a chatat, it doesn't help, and it's already a pigul. Now, the next mishnah is called tenu mizbeach hapnimi. All of the chataot that are brought on the inner mizbeach, all four matanot are vital, and one of them missing, there's no kapara. So if you put three of them properly, and the fourth one, whatever it may be, it's pasul. But notice that if you put three properly, and then one, it's not pigul. It's not pigul because lo pigel kol hamatir, and we'll see about that later on. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. What's the source for this ruling? And then, of course, what's the source for the Machloka Beit Shammai Beit Hillel about two versus one in the Chatat? So let's start with other Korbanot, and why is one enough b'diavad? Talmud Lomar, Pasuk says, V'dam zvachecha yishafech. The dam of your Korbanot should be spilled. Dam here in the singular. V'hai lahachi u'ra'ata, but is that pasuk come to teach that? We need it for the following brayta. How do we know that all korbanot that are put on the mizbeach require that the remainder of the dam be spilled at the yisod, as opposed to just the olah, which is mentioned, and the chatat? All of them are yishafech el yisod amizbeach. So the answer is that that halacha we get from somewhere else. Nafkalim et a Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, but Nishar v'dam yimatzeh, this is now talking about the chatata of, which is pushed up against the Mizbeach, and the blood is pushed right up against the wall of the Mizbeach. And it says, v'nishar badam yimatzeh. The word badam, as you can see in the pasuk on the page, is extra. Shantvon dom radam, atvon dom radam, v'shalo manu elu nitanim matan dal, jenim matan damem liyisod. All we learned was that the chatat that has all four matanot, that it has to have the rest spilled into the yisod, shar damim yinayin, how do we know that all damim that go on the mizbeach, the remainder must go to the yisod? Talmud lomar shar damim matzeh, she'en talmud lomar dam, ma talmud lomar dam, why does it say the word dam? Kol damim shenatunim matan damim liyisod. Okay. V'yakati la'achi u'ra'ata, is dam zvachecha yishafech, can it be used for our halacha? In other words, we said, Dam zvachecha yishafech is there to teach you that one matana b'diavad is enough. But we said we needed that for this halacha of yisod. We got this halacha of yisod from v'nishar b'dam yimatzeh. But dam zvachecha yishafech is needed for yet something else. How do we know that those korbanot where the Torah says you have to throw the dam, if you instead spill the dam, yatsa, tamlo dam zvachacha yishafech, as it say, all korbanot are yishafech, are spilled, meaning b'diavad it's good enough. The answer is savalak Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva. Tamar lo zrika bichlal shvicha, lo shvicha bichlal zrika. That the two are separate and modular, and something that requires rika cannot be done b'shvicha and vice versa. And how do we know that Rabbi Akiva holds that way? Tidnan, berach brachat ha-pesach is the last mishnah psachim. If you said the bracha al achila psachim, patar shel zevach. That includes the bracha for al achilat shlamim that you would make on the chagiga. But shel zevach lo patar ta pesach. But if you make the bracha al achilat shlamim, that doesn't part of the bracha al achilat psachim at the Seder, Diver Bishmoel, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo zu pater zu, lo zu pater zu. Neither one patters the other, meaning each bracha stands alone. What does this have to do with anything? Because remember that the Pesach is Nishpach, and the Shlamim is Nizrak. And so Rabbi Akiva says each one stands alone, and therefore neither bracha could cover the other, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says that you cannot do Shvicha on a Korban that needs a Zrika, or vice versa. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva would not accept the Dam Zvachach Yishafech teaches that because it's not true. So, Akati L'Hachi Huda'ata, but we have yet another drasha with Dam Zvachach Yishafech, which should push ours out. Ba'ilech Letan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and remember, it's Rabbi Shmuel, Mitoch Shenemar Ach B'chor Shor B'chor Kesef B'chor Eiz, this is in the Matanot L'Kuhuna. And it says that the B'chor goes to the Kohen, L'man L'B'chor Shetanun Matan Damim, it says, Et Damam Tizrog V'et Chabam Taktir. So, and we know that a B'chor has its damim on the Mizbeach, and the emurim on top of the Mizbeach, both those are explicit in the Pasuk. Maser Pesach Minayin, how do we know that Maser Behema, which all it says is you bring it as a korban. And Pesach also, we don't know about the emurim and the, about the dam. Talmud Lomar, v'dam zvachach yishafech, dam zvachach yishafech says all korbanot. So the answer is our Tana holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who gets that halacha from the pasuk itself in Korach? Tanur Yosigli Omer Damolo Nemar La Damam Chelbolo Nemar La Chabam. Look, I highlighted the mem in both those words on the pasuk on the page. It doesn't say in the pasuk about Bechor at Damoti's rope, but at Damam and Chelbam, its blood and its fat. The Midal Bechor Maser Pesach. So hidden in the pasuk are the other lower level shlamim, if you will. Bechor Maser Pesach Shetaun Matan Damim VeMurin LeGabei Mizbeach. So therefore, he doesn't need Dam Zvachach HaYishafech because he gets it from the essential pasuk itself about the Bechor. Now that solves our problem, but we got another problem. Rabbi Yishmael, Haikram, Mapiklei Lahachi, Mapiklei Lahachi. How could Rabbi Yishmael, who above said that Shvicha and Zrika are one because he said the Brachot HaPesach and Zevach, and Rabbi Yishmael also learns, as we just said, that the Dam Zvachach HaYishafech is there to teach that Maser and Pesach need Matan Damim. So how could he use it for both? The answer is Trei Tanoi Libin Rabbi Shmuel. We have two different traditions about what Rabbi Shmuel used them for. Now, Bishtam Rabbi Shmuel Demokim Lakule B'Bechor. I'm a Rabbi Shmuel who said that the Pasuk in Bamidbar is all about the Bechor. Hanichtiv, that's why the next Pasuk says Uvisharami Yelach. You, the Kohanim, keep the meat of that. And Rabbi Yossi Demokim Lakule Maser Pesach, but Rabbi Yossi Iglili said that Pasuk B'chor Shor, B'chor Kesef, B'chor Eiz really is alluding to Maser and Pesach also. How could you say that B'sar Mielach, Maser Pesach Ba'alim Achlei, that's eaten by the owners, it's not given to the Kohanim. My B'sar Mielach, so what's the plural U'B'saram? The answer is Echad Tam, Echad Balmum. B'saram refers to B'chorot, but B'chorot of the Kohanim. Sorry, B'chorot. It's both B'chorot. The plural is B'chor Balmum and B'chor Tam. Limeira B'chor Balmum Shintal Kohen. It really is kind of an interesting, unusual thing that even though this B'chor is a Balmum, you still give it to the Kohen. So Matzil B'chor LaTorah Kula. We have no precedent for this, and therefore I'd say B'saram Yelach that even the one that's a Balmum, but that's not connected to Maser and Pesach. Now Rabbi Yishmael Nafka Lemi Lecha Yehia. Rabbi Yishmael gets that from the end of the pasuk. The Besarim Yelach, Kazeh Tshuva, Chushok Tshuva Yelach. That's where he gets it from. Now, Bishlom Rabbi Yosef Glili Mokilei Nami Maser Pesach. Rabbi Yosef Glili says the pasuk in Korach is also Maser and Pesach. Hanurichtiv. That's why it says Lo Tifteki Kodeshem. It says about all of these things, You can't redeem them if they're tamimim because they're kodesh. And the limud is heim krivin vein tmuratan kriva, that the animal, it's this korban itself, has to be brought, but not their tmura. Because did not, we have the Mishnah tmura, it says tmurat b'chor maser hein of ladan of lad vladan tzof kolam hein ke b'chor maser v'chlub maman lebalim. So if you have a tmura of a b'chor or maser behema, them and their kids, all the way down, all have a din of the principal korban. And if there's a mum, they're eaten by the owners. Owners, in the case of b'chor, being the kohen, of course. But they're not karev. None. Amar Bishua, Shemadish Tmurat Pesach Kriva, Pesach Eina Kriva. Bishua, famous mission at the end of the ninth parak of Pesachim, in the middle of the ninth parak of Pesachim, says that I heard a tradition that Tmurat Pesach is brought and Tmurat Pesach is not brought. Vein lefaresh, and I can't explain it. And then we go on to explain if it's different circumstances. But the point is that Tmurat Bechor, Tmurat Baser, Tmurat Pesach, all are not karev. So according to Rabbi Glili, I understand where I get that from, because the pasuk in Korach, according to him, is talking about all three. And then it says, lo tifteki kodesh heim, heim velo tmuratam. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mokile kula b'b'chor maser pesach lo kreva tmuratam anale. Where does Rabbi Shmuel get the halacha that tmurat maser and tmurat pesach are not brought on the mizbeach? The answer is, maser gamar avara avrami b'chor. He learns maser behema from b'chor via gzer shov we've seen before, which is v'havarta shofar shofavarta peter rechem. That's the b'chor. And kol asher yavor tachar ha-shavet, but the maser behema, the word la'avor, is, connects the two. Pesach, behedya ketav be'kesev. Because Pesach, we have the word kesev in the context of shlamim. Im kesev. Matam lor im kesev. Why does it say im kesev? Rabot t'murata Pesach, achar Pesach, shetikarev shlamim. It's there to tell you that if you even made a t'murat Pesach, and you did it, and you have it now after Pesach, you bring it as a shlamim. So im kesev is not just if you brought a kesev for shlamim, but even if you originally made it as it was a tmurat Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, it comes as shlamim. Yechol af lifnei Pesach, kein, I might think this is true even before Pesach, tamid lomar hu. The hu is ma'ait, and says you cannot bring this tmurat Pesach before Pesach as a shlamim. So there we see the tmurat Pesach ena kreva, as long as it has a viable din of a Pesach, it's not kreva. So therefore, there are other places where we can learn salacha from besides the pasuk in Korach. Now, all the Tanaim that we had, who used Dams Fachach Yishafech for Matan Damim Li Yisod, for Shvichan Zrika Arwan, etc., for these four different things that we learned, where do they get our halacha from? In other words, we got our halacha that one matana for any korban is sufficient. So where will all those tanaim who use dam fachach shafech for other limudim that we just went through, where will they get our halacha from? The answer is sabi luke beit hillel. They all hold like beit hillel. Tami af chatat shan tam matana chad kiper, because as we'll see in the next podcast, beit hillel has a different source for learning that a chatat, even a chatat, one matana is enough. And Yafir and Kulam Chatat, and then they learn all of those from a Chatat, saying, if a Chatat, which requires four on the Koranot, but one B'diavad is enough, then certainly all the other Korbanot that require far less, certainly one B'diavad will be enough, and they don't need Dams V'Chachai Shafech to teach you that principle. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast with the Limudim about Chatat, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel's positions about one or two matanot being enough for a chatat.